we sang a lot, we used a lot of energy, we don't get tired of it yet. Alright, I won't be long. We do honor the Lord, we thank God, amen, for all of you, we thank God for the elders and ministers, for all of you saints. Give yourselves a hand praise, being in the house of the Lord. If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, how many know the victory be ours? Amen. Sometimes we get involved in situations that only amen. But we're going to ask you to stand because of the lateness of the hour. We won't sing. I had two songs I was going to sing, but I ain't going to sing. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to Exodus chapter 14. Amen. Everybody's talking about all that God is doing. Amen. There's a song that said, if there ever was a time when we need the Lord, we certainly need Him. If ever there was a time when the world needs the Lord, they certainly need Him now. If ever there's a time when you need the Lord, you certainly need Him now. Only God knows what's going to happen in the future. Amen. Jesus, the Word of God said, heaven declared the end. God knows the end when? From the beginning. Amen. There's no God like our God. The scripture says, knowing unto God are all of His words from when? The beginning. Nobody else has that kind of a testimony. No one else has that kind of resume behind their name. Knowing the end from the beginning. So we're going to turn to Exodus chapter 14, and we're going to read verses 13, and we conclude with verse 25. Amen. We've heard all that God is doing, and I believe some kind of way, the Lord is such a good God. Amen. All of the testimonies that talk about how God is fighting for them. Amen. How man couldn't do it, doctors couldn't do it, but God can do anything. Can we say praise the Lord? Verse 13 reads, do we all have it, first of all? And if you don't have it, it is on the screen. Let us start verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, for ye fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show you. Show you when? He said, He will show it to you today. For the Egyptian, whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord, and ye shall. Amen. But just, you read in between. Let's go to verse 25. Right? He said, you're going to see the Lord going to deliver you when? Today. Amen. Verse 25 reads, and put off. We're talking about God now. Amen. Well, actually, let's read verse 24 and 25 together. And it came to pass that in the morning, watch, the Lord, anybody just want God to look on you? Yes, Lord. The Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the clouds and troubled the host of the Egyptians and took off their chariot wheels that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel. For the Lord is, Lord, we thank you today. Lord, we honor you today. Lord, we just bless you for being our Savior. Lord, we thank you for being our God. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus for being a mighty deliverer. And we thank you for every person that's here today. Lord, we ask you to send a word in the name of Jesus. Lord, send a word to encourage them. Lord, send a word in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know that if God be for us, who can be against us? Lord, somebody this afternoon is on a crossroad in their life. Somebody this afternoon is not sure which direction to take. Lord, somebody's teetering on the fence of being with God or walking away from God. We ask you to show up and try to challenge what God has already done. That when God does something great, the devil likes to show up and try to intimidate us into believing that God can't help us. So at this time, God delivers the children of Israel out of Egypt. The Bible says they were in cruel bondage. They were in all kind of hardship, and God brings them out. Then, as they're on their way to the land that God told them to go, I don't know what you might be experiencing today, but if God told you to do it, just keep going. The devil, yes. He'll come behind you and try and discourage you and try and make you doubt, try to make you quit, and try to make you go backwards. Amen. But God is for you. Don't you worry about his threats, because God knows how to work it all right. Can we say praise the Lord? Amen. So they're leaving, going where God tells them to go. And on the way, the devil, being the bully that he likes to be, being the intimidator that he likes to be. Amen. Many times we lose hope on God because of intimidation. Amen. The devil ain't done nothing, but he likes to intimidate us, just like Jezebel did Elijah after God performed a great miracle. Amen. And he sent God after he prayed that there be not rain, and he prayed that there was rain. And when Jezebel intimidated him, he began to run, amen, from Jezebel. But how do you know that God is fighting your battles? And you are going to be all right. Amen. So don't be intimidated by what the devil is trying to do. Amen. So our message today is, be still. The Lord will fight your battles. Amen. Now the devil likes to try to make us go back to something that God has delivered us from. And so was the case with the children of Israel after God had delivered them. Amen. When they saw the enemy coming, they went to Moses and said it would have been better if he had stayed back in cruel bondage. There, Pharaoh and his people were making them commit infanticide and killing every male child. Hallelujah. But sometimes when the devil intimidates us, we forget about the hardship that we were in back out in the world. Amen. So God kept telling his children, it's time for you to go forward. I can't go back. I won't go back. Anybody got that testimony? I can't. But God has delivered me. God has set me free. God has brought me out of a world of sin. I don't care what kind of devil tries to intimidate me. I can't go back. I won't go back to the way in. I can't go back there. Hallelujah. God has been too good. So Israel is doing what God tells them to do. They are on their way to the promised land. Anybody on their way to the promised land today? Our promised land is heaven. Amen. That's our promised land. So as they are on their way to the promised land, how many know when the devil lets you go, he's never satisfied that you're free? Amen. He's determined that you're on your way to heaven, and I'm determined to get you back. I used to have you all bound up in sin. I used to have your mind so messed up. I heard somebody say that when they talked to their sister, they used to wonder what in the world they were doing and how God kept them. Well, that's what the devil does. He'll mess your mind up, getting you to do things that you know you shouldn't do. Amen. Because he's trying to get you back. Amen. So Israel is on their way to the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Amen. And here comes the devil in the person of Pharaoh and his army. Verse 13 says, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. That's the first thing. You can't fear. He said, fear ye not, do what? Stand still. And stand still and see the salvation of who? Not your husband, not your wife, not your brother, not your sisters. Amen. Not the attorney, not anybody else. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you. Lord, thank you. Claim your victory. Claim God using Moses to speak a word. And then verse 14, the Lord tell Moses, and I tell them, the Lord shall fight. The Lord's going to fight for you. You got to do what? Hold your peace. Amen. Victory, victory shall be mine. If I what? Come on, if I do what? I promise when things get bad, we talk too much. Right? When things get bad,
and see you where you are. He looked for their protection. Who was their protection? God. So he looks for the protection. And he sees them where they are. And he says, wait a minute. The enemy's getting this Lord. I'm so glad we serve a God that's there and he's an all-time God. So the enemy was getting too close, so God began to intervene. Amen.
Going through the Red Sea, I heard somebody say, God did what? First he parted the Red You just amazed. Who the Spirit of God like this? He said in the reference of my Father, which gave unto me is greater than all, and no man is able to pump them out of my Father's. Wait a minute. How many eternal rights are there? How many hands are there? Somebody said, well, that's kind of confusing. Well, it ain't really confusing. Because he says in the next verse, wait a minute. Experience, catch your birthday upon the Lord. Amen. And it goes on to say, and he shall.
Amen.
God will.
Amen.
Whatever you want to give it to who? God. He will keep you in the middle of it. And it's saying he will never suffer the foot of the righteous to be. God won't allow anything to overtake you if you bring your burdens to him. Jesus says that this way in the New Testament, he says,
just what to do with it. Hallelujah.